From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later tonight, the power of the mind. Here's what's happening. Seven new coronavirus variants have popped up in the United States since last summer, according to a new study. Scientists worry they may be even more contagious. The new variants, each named after a bird for some reason, were detailed in a 25-page medical study published online. It's yet to be peer-reviewed. A blast of wintry weather has dumped snow and ice across the nation's midsection. It's being blamed now for at least 10 deaths as millions of Texans are remaining without power. Temperatures remain below freezing for much of the central U.S. First responders are also racing to find people trapped in homes after a tornado ripped through a town in North Carolina, killing at least three people there. The Galveston County Medical Examiner's Office in Texas is requesting refrigerated trucks in anticipation of more fatalities from a brutally cold winter storm there in Texas that has already claimed, as I mentioned, 10 lives, left millions without power right now. Financial advisor Chuck Coppice, America's Financial Reckoning Day author, with us. Chuck, this is a situation with energy. I mean, in Texas, didn't they have a lot of windmills there? What happened?
Sure have, and this is really brutal. Our hearts really go out to these people in Texas and elsewhere. They adopted some clean energy measures out there, you know, a couple of years ago. You have now, what, 4 million people without power, rolling blackouts.
It's horrible.
You know, George, Texas has its own power grid, ERCOT, which is Energy Reliability Council of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's failed to provide this reliable energy to their state. And further, their costs have been soaring. Wholesale electric costs is about $25 a megawatt. It spiked to $2,500, even $10,000. You can't even measure that. And these natural gas costs have gone from $4 to $300, $600 in BTU and so on. I don't understand this, but look, these are great costs. According to the Public Utility Commission, they're going to pass these on to consumers. So how did this happen? In 2019, Texas did have its had a polar vortex, but it survived. But they've about 25% of their power grid out west is on wind turbines and solar, but the wind turbines froze. I think some people have seen those photos. Even natural gas pipelines froze with moisture. So this has really been a crisis out there. I hope they get through this. You know, Bill Gates was on 60 Minutes Sunday. Some of your listeners saw that. Promoting his new book, Clean Energy, and so on. He said 80% of electricity should be from wind and solar, but we see how that turned out. And even the Biden administration wants to ban fossil fuels, and the Wall Street Journal said it's going to be a greater threat to do that than climate change, because we're not prepared for this. We always lean on energy. And this debate will continue. What's interesting to me in my industry is how supply and demand fundamentals can impact the impact the prices of energy like this, and crude oil, and even Bitcoin.
Oh, my God. Huge.
$50,000 today. But gold and silver has been in a deep freeze, literally, for 10 years. And I think the bankers on Wall Street, they're suppressing this real money because it really exposes their fractional reserve monetary system. I think this is a good example of that. I think it's coming to an end. It's, of course, why I wrote my book. And you know, people can check that out on my newsletter.
All right, my friend, and thank God that it's going to start warming up this weekend around the Midwest, for crying out loud. And as Chuck Coppice had mentioned, Bitcoin's price broke above $50,000 for the first time in history, continuing its blistering rally, as now even some major companies appear to be warming to cryptocurrencies. I'm not into that yet, but who knows? Former President Donald Trump and his attorney Rudy Giuliani are being accused of conspiring with the far-right groups Proud Boys and Oath Keepers to incite the January 6th insurrection in a civil lawsuit filed in federal court by the Democratic chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. The suit cites a post-Civil War law designed to combat violence and intimidation by then the Ku Klux Klan. Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. John, they're not going to leave him alone, are they?
No, I mean, this takes the demeaning frivolous lawsuit to the nth degree. I mean, can you imagine this? there was a white riot. Can you imagine the audacity of white people rioting? How dare them? We're going to go back to the Civil War right now, post-Reconstruction, 1871, and claim that this wasn't a mob scene or a riot. It wasn't even an insurrection now. Now it was a white supremacist event. So, you know, you're looking at, like, desperation. Never. How many people have you heard that the Democrat House managers won the case against Trump? They all won because in the eyes of the public opinion, somehow Trump was made to look bad or something, got a black eye out of all this. But in what criminal trial do you go into where they say, oh, you know, we really won the case because we had 9 or 10 or even 11 out of the jurors that agreed with the prosecution, and somehow the case went down and they lost the case because that's the way it works. But this idea of using an obsolete, Ku Klux Klan Act from 1871 is a total non-starter and failure and will be tossed out of court, maybe laughed out of court.
And I haven't talked to you since the Senate acquitted the president, of course, at that time. So is the door open for him to come back in 2024?
George, I don't think so. I think Donald Trump as a political candidate, you know, running for public office is done. I think maybe he can help some inside the Republican Party try to, gin up the base to possibly retake the House in 2022, possibly the Senate. But apart from that, Donald Trump is 74, going on 75, and I know Biden, and, you know, he delivered his, you know, a town hall meeting, getting rehabbed almost every minute by Anderson Cooper. I mean, it's really sad. He's a nice guy in certain ways, but he is just not with it. And I think Trump, in 2 or 3 or 4 years, is really over the hill, and anybody... no matter how much people loved him and you know, liked his America First policies, I think his political days, that is running for public office, are done.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you next week. Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's get you started, by the way. It's set another record. Hit that website. Go to criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com with your smartphone or your computer, and download the free app in your app store as well, criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, our registered pharmacist. He's a nutritionist, cosmetic chemist as well. And again, the website is criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call, because there are people there writing down notes that either pharmacist Ben or Doc Wallach, when he's on, are saying, because you may be driving when you call in and you can't write all this stuff down. So it's 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And I should mention, of course, the criticalhealthnews.com team. They've been sponsoring Coast to Coast for how many years now, Ben? 5, 6 years?
I think February 2015, George.
That's fantastic.
2015.
How you been?
I've been well. Good to talk to you again.
What's happening with COVID? Seems to be dying down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, people are starting. I think people aren't getting tested as much, number one. People are realizing, for the most part, it's not as serious as they've been told because they're seeing their friends are getting it and they're recovering after 10 days or so. And even older people are recovering pretty fast. You remember Donald Trump had COVID?
Yes.
He was giving speeches a week later. You know, there are people who suffer severe effects from it, no doubt about it. But for the most part, people are going to have to deal with a bad cold, a bad flu. And I think it's starting to dawn on people that it's not as significant as they've been told.
They're starting to wonder about the country of India because the incidents and cases are plummeting, and they don't know what's going on. Well, I had picked up some information yesterday that in India they are giving out for like $2 a batch of vitamin D3, zinc, ivermectin, parasites. Something weird is going on over there, Ben.
How do you like that? They're giving away nutrients. I wonder, George, how much of this is a nutrient deficiency? How much of it is a vitamin C deficiency?
I think it's big time a deficiency.
Big time, don't you think?
Yeah.
You know, how much of it is just simple little things that we can be doing without intervention by the medical model? Do you know how much money is made? People are making on this with vaccinations and with hospitalizations. Hospitals get paid tens of thousands of dollars per COVID diagnosis, up to $75,000 per patient. I mean, there's so much money to be made in medicalizing this. And this is true about how we take care of health in general. There is so much money to be made in medicalization. This interaction between corporations and for-profit healthcare facilities and individuals' health, it doesn't serve individual human beings. And this started with the whole Rockefeller thing. You guys have probably talked about Rockefeller medicine. There's a really cool book called Rockefeller Medicine Men that talks about the interaction between medicine and capitalism. It's not fair. It's not fair to individuals, but at the same time, human beings have a choice to make. Are we going to live our lives in a clean, healthy fashion, or are we going to continue to live our lives the way we are and then expect the medical model to take care of our business for us?
I don't think the lockdowns are working. What do you think?
Well, I don't know whether they're working or not, but I can tell you this. It's not fair for the government to intervene and put people in house arrest. Lockdown, by the way, is a prison word. Lockdown.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It comes from the prison community. You lock people down when they need to be put in their cells.
Plus, there are a lot of businesses that just will not come back, Ben.
Oh,
they're gone.
Absolutely heartbreak. Imagine working your fingers to the bone for 30 years to build up a business, finally you get it going, and then it's completely shut down. This is what's happening to restaurants and bars and gyms.
Small businesses.
It's heartbreaking, George.
It crazy is. So let's talk a little bit about your health, and then we'll start taking calls right at the half here, Ben, and next hour as well. Tom will be taking texts and tweets. Emails have been flooding in since folks realized you were going to be on the show when we announced it last week.
Great.
And one is from Wichita, Kansas, from Betty, who says that she suffers from, I hate to say it, toe fungus. What do you do? Can you supplement for that?
Yes, heck yes. It's a food issue. Fungus live throughout the body. The body has, we talk about the microbiome, the bacteria that live in the body. Well, there's a mycobiome, M-Y-C-O, and this is the universe of fungus that lives in the body. And there's a battle that's going on all the time, not just in the body, but in nature, between fungus and bacteria. You know where we get antibiotics from, the kill bacteria? We get them from fungus. Penicillin comes from fungus, and cephalosporins come from fungus, and various antibiotics come from fungus, because fungus make things to kill bacteria. Bacteria make things to kill fungus. Well, when we drink chlorinated water and fluoridated water, and we take antibiotics or eat antibiotics, and by the way, most antibiotics that are sold are given to animals, not to people. So dairy and livestock and even fish have antibiotics in them. That kills off the natural bacteria that allows the fungus to overgrow. So the first thing you could do if you're dealing with any kind of fungal infection, whether it's fungal infection in your nails or in your respiratory tract or anywhere else, on your skin, a ringworm, for example, make sure you're working on digestive health. Make sure you're supporting that microbiome. From Longevity, get the Nightly Essence Probiotics, one of the best probiotic supplements that I've ever seen. It's one I take every day. Get the Daily Digest from Longevity. Support the digestive health, digestive system. Eat less food is a great way to support digestive health. And perhaps most importantly, keep your blood sugar stable. Keep the blood sugar nice and even. When your blood sugar is not stable, that's when we overeat, and that's when we especially eat the sugary foods that throw off the health of the bacteria in the intestine, and also using nutrients that can help you support your blood sugar. By the way, the fungus that's coming out of the nails is very interesting. Fungus love to eat nails. That's one of their favorite things to eat.
Really? Now, yeah, when you say eat nails, what do they do?
They digest them. Fungus, this is the job of fungus in nature, by the way. The job of fungus in nature is to eat dead material, and nails are made up of dead protein. So anywhere you find dead material in nature, you'll find fungus. Fungus are eating. They're the cleanup crew. They're the recycling crew of nature. And the nails are a rich source of material that fungus like to eat, so it's not unusual for you to get fungal infections, not only just in the nails, but also in the surface of the skin. For example, athlete's foot is a fungus that eats the surface of the skin. Ringworm is a fungus that eats the surface of the skin. Inside the mouth, there are fungus that eats the surface of the skin that cause something called thrush. And all of these are related to an imbalance in the good bacteria and the fungus that live inside the body, the microbiome. And by the way, George, not only do we have a microbiome, we have a virome, and we have countless viruses that live inside of our body, as well as we have funguses and bacteria.
Harry from Minneapolis writes, what does it mean when your heart has a skipped beat every once in a while?
Probably issue with oxygenation. Oxygenation, the heart depends on oxygen for its beat. In fact, the heartbeat is one of the most complicated and magnificent of all the processes in the body. The way it works is one single cell will conduct an electrical charge, and that electrical charge will propagate through the heart in a wave. But all of that depends on oxygenation. So problems like skipping beats, fibrillations, tachycardias, all of these are issues of oxygenation of the blood. And you know how big I am on breathing.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Slow deep rhythmic breathing, I call it SDR breathing, is one of the best things you could do for all of these heart problems. But really, George, the nexus of all health issues is the circulatory system. Even COVID, by the way. When we think of COVID, we think it's a respiratory problem, but it's largely a circulatory problem. And one of the reasons why some people will get COVID and have more significant issues or significant symptoms is because of this condition called dirty blood. So whether you're dealing with a heart problem or whether you're dealing with an immune problem or whether you're dealing with any degenerative problem, the best thing you could do is keep the blood clean. And whenever I talk about dirty blood, people say, how can I clean my blood? Well, one of the best ways you can clean your blood is by being careful with the foods you're eating. Food is the main way the blood becomes contaminated. Also, things, as the problem with vaccinations and injections, is you're putting things right into the blood. So staying away, if you can, from anything that goes right into the blood through the skin, and then cleaning the blood with chelating agents. Chelating agents magnetically attract poisons out of the blood. Things like N-acetylcysteine, which you get in the daily digest from Youngevity, selenium, you know, Doc's always big on selenium. That's one of the best chelating agents you could use. MSM sulfur is a great chelating agent. Even plain old vitamin C, which I consider to be the Babe Ruth of vitamins, really transcendent in terms of its potency, is a great way to keep your blood clean. Of course, you get that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
Is there too much that you can take?
Too much what?
Vitamins.
Almost impossible. You could, if you like opened up a bottle of vitamin A and swallowed like ridiculous amounts, you might get yellow or a little bit of liver toxicity, but it would be reversible. It's pretty
the body just cleans that out.
The body, right? Just works with it and cleans it out. That's the thing with drugs. You know, when I was in pharmacy school, we spent most of our time studying how to mitigate toxicity, how to reduce the side effects, how drug development is really the study of how to get effects without having to deal with toxicity. Nutrients are what drugs dream they could be. When prednisone goes to bed at night, it dreams it was vitamin C. It's the perfect drug. Nutrients are the perfect drug.
Well, Ben, you do a great job for us. Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. The toll-free number, not to get on the show. We're going to do that in a moment. But to call for assistance when you hear Ben talk, duplicated incredible operators are taking, they're really assistants, aren't they, Ben?
They are wonderful out there. And big props to Dr. P. I know I talk about him all the time. But everybody out there just does wonderful work. And they're dedicated to helping people understand, helping people navigate this really confusing world of nutrition. And it is very confusing. That's what Youngevity is about, helping people understand. Yeah, we got great products, but it's really about helping people understand how to use products, how to use formulas.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story in just a second. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. That's the toll-free number to call for assistance. You know, we're not doing as many live events as we did pre-COVID, and so I'm not seeing people in the flesh like I normally do, and I miss that. But I got to tell you, when I was doing it, I would get people coming up to me thanking you and Doc for the, you know, information. In some cases, some people even think you folks saved their lives. It's amazing.
Well, the information saves their lives. I can't take credit for it personally because these are the facts about how the body works and how it responds. This is God's body, and the divine force has it built it such that it regenerates.
It does. Well, let's take some calls with you, Ben, when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That is the website to go to, and we're going to take your calls this half hour and all of next hour as we're trying to give you some helpful tips. Ben, I've dropped about 6 pounds during COVID.
Hey.
On purpose, by the way.
On purpose?
On purpose, absolutely. But most people have gained weight because they're in the house.
How did you do it?
I just, you know, slowed down on watching what I was eating. There's just consumption and, you know, working out 4 days a week, doing my program.
Yeah.
And
did you add to the workout, or did you? Because you always were in pretty good shape.
I didn't add to it. I just slowed down on what I'm eating. I'm just not eating a lot. That's all.
Very nice. Eating is, George, I say this all the time, eating is a young man's game.
Can you literally live on supplements and water?
No.
You can't. Okay.
Supplements are micronutrients. Macronutrients come from foods. The macronutrients are the proteins and the fats and the carbohydrates. So the micronutrients help the body utilize the macronutrients, and they're supposed to work together. But because of processing and because of instability in foods and shelf life and transport, etc., the micronutrients aren't with the macronutrients. And this is why supplementation is so important. And by the way, this is why supplementation with meals is important, because the micronutrients in your Beyond Tangy Tangerine will help you digest your food and help you get the nutrients from the macronutrients from the food, so you won't eat as much. And that's why people notice they lose weight when they start a supplement program.
All right, let's go to the calls. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's start with John in Pennsylvania to get things started. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John.
Hi. I really appreciate the emphasis on alternatives to questionable vaccines. And I'd like to recommend a couple of articles. One is the real problem with COVID-19 vaccines is the corruption of big pharma drug companies.
Yeah.
And another one is U.S. and U.K. intelligence agencies are waging covert cyber war against independent media and vaccine critics.
Mm.
And I think what's going on here is that the big drug companies are one of the most powerful lobbies, and they are really, in effect, indirectly and directly bribing the regulatory agencies, the FDA, the CDC, politicians, and the media through their millions of dollars of drug ads to silence anyone who is going to offer natural alternatives, as were just mentioned, supplements and vitamins and other alternatives to these questionable vaccines. And I'd recommend that you bring on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
He's been on before, but the problem with that, John, is he doesn't do much radio, and he's got a medical condition with his voice.
Yeah.
And he just can't do radio like he used to years ago. But he's been on the program before.
Yeah, you're a wise man, John. You nailed it.
Well, let me ask you about the vaccines.
Yes, sir.
Three major companies all rushed to market, came out with something. I don't know if they work or not. We'll find out. But how could they get this so quickly? Three separate companies.
Don't call it a vaccine, George. Call it an experimental vaccine.
All right. Well, okay. You're a pharmacist. You
it's
do
an
it.
Experimental vaccine, and the first people to get it are part of the experiment. Now, I don't care if people want to get it, that's fine. It's their business. But understand that you are part of the experiment. And this is true in a lot of, with most vaccines, but this is extreme because, like you say, this thing got rushed through. And there's a reason why the drug companies, by the way, are indemnified, and you can't sue them for this stuff, because they knew that it's going to be inevitable that there's going to be problems. You can't. Not only is this a vaccine, and there's problems inherent in all vaccines, this is a completely brand new way of doing vaccines. This is a vaccine that changes your genetics so that you make the poison. This has never been done before. And the Moderna and the Pfizer ones, these are RNA vaccines, and that's bad enough. But the AstraZeneca one and the ones that are on the way, those actually change your DNA. They change your very genetics. And they do it by introducing a virus into your body, introducing a full virus, not a coronavirus, but another virus into your body, and that virus enters into the cell, opens up, and dumps its genetic payload into your cells. This is a crazy, absolutely insane way to support an immune system that has billions of years of evolution behind it, that knows exactly how to handle viruses and bacteria and other invaders. We have natural vaccination. There's no need for to introduce genetic modification unless you have alternative intentions. And I don't know that they do, but if you did, this would be a perfect way to introduce things into the body.
Well, I would love to get data to see if anybody who has had the vaccine, the series of two, comes down with COVID.
Well,
are we ever going to get those numbers?
I doubt it, but there's also, it's even worse, because there's this thing called antibody enhancement, where the virus is introduced to you and you've had the vaccine, you're going to have a much worse reaction than you wouldn't if you had the vaccine. And this doesn't occur. This occurs occasionally. It's not a common thing. But you can actually have a worse response to COVID because you've been vaccinated via this priming effect. So they're antibody-dependent enhancement, they call it, ADE. So there are so many problems associated with this thing. And if people want to be part of the experiment, more power to them. But when it becomes mandated in Georgia, it's about to become mandated, at least in the sense that you won't be able to go to restaurants, you won't be able to fly, you won't be able to go on a cruise ship, you won't be able to go to concerts.
Oh, I hope not, but
you're
right.
You know, I hope not, too.
That's a distinct possibility, my friend.
Right.
Let's go to Linda in New Mexico, west of the Rockies. Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Linda. Go ahead.
I recently started ozone treatment in the incubation chamber type.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Ozone.
Ozone treatment.
Ozone.
With the incubation chamber, and I'm not sure exactly what my expectations should be as in regards to actually working. And if it does, is there any recommendations on what I need to replace?
Absolutely. I'll tell you in a second. What are they treating? What are they giving you?
Well, I have Dress syndrome, but it's, and because of that, I have two strains of and a staphylococcus that are...
Gotcha. They're using it as an antibacterial.
Right. Because I have like a collapsing hips, things like that, it's kind of a very necessary thing to work because of just infection level.
All right, Big Ben, take it away.
Ozone works, and it's amazing stuff, by the way. Ozone works by introducing a free radical into the body. You've heard of free radicals, I'm sure. Well, ozone contains a little piece of an extra piece of oxygen than regular oxygen does, and this extra piece gets separated from the oxygen molecule and acts as a free radical to target bacteria, to kill bacteria. So it's very important that you use antioxidants, particularly vitamin C. I'd be using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but get a Beyond Tangy Tangerine and use it after every treatment. The antioxidants, and it's got the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a powerful antioxidant cocktail. The antioxidants will protect you from any damaging effects that ozone might have, because ozone, while it can kill bacteria, and it's a wonderful way to kill microbes.
It's great in water too, isn't it?
Excellent. Hot tubs, swimming pools, water, all kinds of things. But it'll also kill your cells too. So ozone there's a toxicity associated with ozone as well. And you can mitigate it by using a high ORAC, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is a high antioxidant or ORAC value. I'd be using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine after every ozone treatment.
And again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com. And Linda, if you missed anything, just call this number, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just remember it like that. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben, Karen in Washington State writes, how important is daily stretching in regards to bone health?
Phenomenally important, with a capital P. When you stretch, you generate electrical charges, not just in the tissue, the muscle tissue that supports the bones, in the bones themselves. Electricity is generated by the actions of stretching. It is so important to stretch beyond, there's no way to even talk about, describe how important it is to stretch. For older people especially, by the way, you can help relieve pain, you can help improve circulation, you can help your brain function, improve your mood, improve your energy levels. It's got just tremendous anti-aging benefits. Everybody should be stretching, especially as they get older. And it's very simple to do. Just practice touching your toes 5 times or 10 times a day. It's amazingly important.
Doc Wallach loves glucogel. Tell us about that.
The glucogel is one of my all-time favorites. Let me tell you why. I love multifunctionality. And while everybody knows about the glucogel caps for arthritis or for joint problems, guess what? Glucosamine in the glucogel caps will help you with your wrinkles. You'll get less wrinkles. It will help you with your blood vessels. It will help your heart work better. It will help you if you have leaky gut syndrome. The glucogel caps are actually natural blood thinners that will improve circulation, particularly if you're dealing with COVID, which is largely a condition marked by coagulopathy or clotted blood, sticky blood. Glucosamine is one of the best ways to thin the blood out so you get more oxygen to the tissues. And on top of that, George, it's great for your joints. I don't like that. All of these incredible benefits from the glucogel.
You were a cosmetics pharmacist, weren't you?
Which
means you mix your own and everything
else. Absolutely. I have a line of products. I make my own. I've been making them for 30 years. You know, I worked for Blistex. I worked for the guy who invented Blistex. That's how I learned about nutrition. That's how I learned about the skin.
What got you interested in pharmacy?
I was a weightlifter, and I wanted to study how you could use nutrients to build the body, specifically foods. But once I got to pharmacy school, I don't know what I was thinking, George. I got to pharmacy school, but I told the dean I want to study food as medicine, and he thought that was the funniest thing he ever heard. And I ended up being, you know, studying drugs, which I'm glad I did, because I got a very good understanding of how these things work. You know what, George? Pharmacists study nutrition in pharmacy school, except we don't study nutrition like a dietitian or like a nutritionist or like a doctor. We study nutrition like a pharmacist, which means we study the medicinal properties of vitamin A, of essential fatty acids, of magnesium. We study diseases as if they were nutritional deficiencies. We study arthritis as an essential fatty acid deficiency. We study heart disease as a B vitamin and vitamin C deficiency. We study a bone disease as a calcium and strontium and potassium deficiency. So we studied nutrition in pharmacy school, and when I got graduated, I was like, in my head, I'm thinking, why are we not using nutrients? What is with the drugs here? You know, we should be using nutrients, and that's how I got into this.
Doc Wallace Wallach does not like mainstream medicine. I think mainstream medicine has a place. What do you think?
Heroic medicine versus ambulatory. Heroic medicine is excels. Heroic medicine, it gets an A+. Heroic medicine borders on the miraculous. If you need something stitched back on, George, it's crazy what they can stitch back on, okay? If you need something repaired, if a rock falls in your head, you get, God forbid, into an accident, it's amazing. But for ambulatory medicine, walking medicine, for treating chronic diseases, it's not only an abject failure. It only gets an F-. It's not built for that. But we've given it that role. And they've taken that role because there's money to be made in people coming back every week or every month or every 6 months. There's money to be made in this continuous return to the medical model. Imagine if your toilet was clogged, George, and the plumbers looked at it and said, you know, I can't do anything about it, but I need to come back every month. But I'm not going to be able to do anything about it. You say, what are you, crazy? If you go get your car fixed, he says, you know, I can't fix your brakes. I don't know what to do, but you got to come back every 6 months or every 3 months. I got to look at the car anyway. It's a cash cow, and so it's taken on this role that it's not built for, it doesn't deserve, and it's really none of its business. It's our business how we eat. It's our business how we exercise. It's our business how we sleep. It's our business how we live our lives. And this is about personal sovereignty. When we talk about the medical model and how abusive and how intrusive it is, it's about personal sovereignty. It's about independence. It's about being your own health authority. And that's what nutritional supplementation and lifestyle modifications allow you to do, is take control of your health. For accidents, God love the doctors. God love the surgeons. They do wonderful jobs. For diabetes, for asthma, for autoimmunity, for digestive health issues, for the vast majority of our health challenges, 80 to 90% of our health care costs, it's our business. And we need to take the ball back into our own court.
Blair in Sedona, Arizona is with us. Hey, Blair, welcome.
Hey, Blair.
Thank you, George and Pharmacist Ben. Pharmacist Ben, you talked about electrical charges in our heart. We are electrical beings.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you agree?
100%. Chemistry only works because of electricity. Underneath everything, The ground of our being is energetics, which is electricity, and it's quantum, really. The reason vitamin C works is because it's a quantum entity. It works at the quantum level. So we live in a chemocentric world because, really, quantum theory is only about 120 years old, and it takes a long time for things to kick in, although we're now starting to understand this. So when we talk about electricity, we're talking about charges, we're talking about voltages, and we're talking really about the movement of electrons. Nutrients work because they facilitate that movement. And the electron, we talked earlier about how the micronutrients help the macronutrients. You could think of the macronutrients as storage forms of quantum, and you could think of the micronutrients as the substances that allow those quantum particles, those electrons, to travel better, to move and do their work better. They liberate the electrons from the proteins and the fats and the carbohydrates. But it's all quantum, and it's all electrical, and it's all positive and negative charges.
And let's go back to Blair. Blair, did you have another question?
Well, I wanted to make a brief comment, George. Today, February 17th, according to my sources, an electrical charge of energy is coming to Earth, and we'll feel it in our gut, in our solar plexus. It's going to be intense and powerful, but not bad. And I'm told for some it'll feel like you stuck your finger in an electric socket, and for others it'll feel like a period of absolute stillness and peace.
Very interesting.
I beg your pardon?
Very interesting.
Yeah, and what's happening is we're going to realize we are beyond the surface of our skin. We're connected to the universe as white light, and we just forgot.
Wow, Blair, you're a wise man. I wonder if I could get you to send an email to ben@ksco.com. And I want to get in touch with you.
Ben@ksco.com. And Blair, let me ask you, where's this charge coming from?
Well, basically, it could be something that they talk about as the whole solar system is traveling through this section of the galaxy, and they talk about the era of light and love. It begins with an increase in energy charge that the whole solar system is going through. Matter of fact, the whole solar system is heating up too energetically. And it's sort of like a big wave crashing in. We either crash into it head first or find a surfboard and surf and ride the wave and become healthier and happier and calmer and more peaceful.
I'm right with you, Blair. I think you're right on.
Ben, how electric is the body?
It's purely electric. It's all electric. Everything else is an epiphenomena. It comes with the electricity. It's fundamentally electrical. The cell itself is a battery. Remember, the cell is what drives everything. And the cell itself is a battery, and the tissue around the cell is a battery. It is all electrical charges. And disease, what we call disease, is a disruption in that electrical charge. Nutrients help electrical charges travel. That's how nutrients work. They facilitate the movement of electricity, of positive and negative charges. When positive and negative charges are not distributed correctly, we get sick.
We're going to come back in a moment and take final calls with the final hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. People are there right now. They'll be there tomorrow, 1-855-949-7234. The website we want you to just slam is criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. It's pharmacist Ben Fuchs. He joins us every 6 weeks, as does Doc Wallach. They switch off every 3 weeks. So we get one of them within 3 weeks and then the next one after that. We'll be back with your calls on Coast to Coast AM.